This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance level 10. Stand by for SHIELD debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents of equal or higher security clearance.
Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Agent Haley.
And I'm Agent Lauren.
And with us this week is surprise guest.
I'm Consultant Wing.
There you go. Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., podcast number 46, covering Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., episode I Will Face My Enemy. This episode is recorded on Wednesday, October 15th, 2014. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a fan-based podcast on the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the general Marvel universe.
Because we need many copies of Adrian Pasdar's mustache.
Who gave drug to SP?
What, he's not this happy with you?
No, God. I don't know if it's because we're in Starling City instead of being like in a bus or something, but God, what the hell did you do to him?
Have you never listened to this podcast, Wing?
I never been on it. Well, no, that's not true. But still.
You started this. You've been here. Have you ever listened to it since we took over?
Yes. Yes, I did. Then it became insulting, so we stopped.
Insulting. Because Wing is already wrong.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Wing can't handle a little criticism.
No, the big thing was that there were so many shows starting at the same time. I was not able to catch up. So okay, now I'm catching up.
We'll cut you some slack.
Yeah, thank you. Because there was some good Flash and some good Arrow. And there's some good Gotham.
Yeah. There's good Gotham? Where did you find it?
Oh, on TV.
There's two Gothams out right now. There's a good one.
So I guess you don't like that, the one that's playing right now. Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing that's on right now.
And you can find all these great podcasts on the Gunna Geek Network. And Lauren, where can you find our podcast?
Well, you can find our podcast at legendsofshield.com. We have a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. You can find us at our Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr by searching Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all of those. And you can find us at our forums at forums.gunnageek.com, or you can search Gunna Geek, all one word, on the Tapatalk app.
As usual, we actually did get a ton of feedback. We're not going to run through everything this week, but we'll go through a little bit of the highlights. First of all, Willie Nelson, you hit us back on multiple different sites, but Twitter, you said, thank you for the DVD, talking about the Howard the Duck DVD that I sent him. And he said, about to blast the theme song and gaze at the duck tits. And I say to you, sir, good luck. Oh, what a terrible movie. I know you like it, Willie, but I'm so glad you have the DVD and it is out of my house.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
It is. It yes, is exactly it is. That bad.
I have seen much worse.
No.
That does not make
yes,
it good.
Yes, I have.
No.
The fact that worse things exist does not make this good.
And what
I'm not saying
things?
It's good. I'm just saying that it's not that
come
bad.
On. Troma was making better movie than this in the 90s.
I'm just saying Troll 2 was worse.
No, Troll 2 is amazing. What the f*** are you talking about?
Troll 2 is an objectively worse movie. The Room is an objectively worse movie.
Well, yeah, The Room is really bad.
Birdemic is an objectively worse movie.
Wing, when they start talking about objectively, you better just say, thank you very much, ma'am. Can I have another? Because you're not going to win.
I'm not in the same country. I'm good.
Talking about somebody that's not in the same country, Andy tweeted us and he said, Stargate Pioneer on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. said, I don't do monkeys. Phrasing. Yeah, that was a couple of podcasts ago. You can go back. And I don't have the time code, but yeah, I did say I don't do the monkeys. I believe I said it like this. I don't do monkeys, something like that. Also, a follower from Voices of Defiance, that is the Defiance podcast on the Gunna Geek Network, C-Wing, I plug flawlessly. You should take note of that. Anyway, Defy Down Under said that Simmons' morning song has been stuck in my head since cast was great as usual, and Airbender is the best movie never happened.
Agreed. It's true that there is no Airbender movie. I don't know what she's talking about.
What the hell are you talking about?
Richard caught us a couple of times. That's Kodiak at GWC. Mr. Pericletes said, thanks for the shout out. You're not wrong about my handle relating to a Roman. Hashtag also a soccer star. Did you ladies see the picture?
Nice.
Looks like a Spartan.
One of us. One of us. There you go. Also, we got a bunch of live tweets during the episode, which was fantastic. And I wish I could have been live tweeting with you, but I was recording the Get a Geek podcast because Steven needed somebody because somebody else wouldn't podcast with him. Gee, I wonder who that was.
Maybe next week I can take over the Twitter account and live tweet along with everyone else.
Oh, absolutely.
I was worried about spoiling people by live tweeting from my Twitter account, so I didn't.
Yeah, go ahead. Sweet.
Yeah, maybe if I do it from the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Twitter account.
That's right. So Christy, Jesse, Andy, they were all live tweeting. It was awesome. So thank you very much. And then Op also tweeted us just a mere half an hour ago and said, easily the best beep episode this season. And yeah, it was. So we'll talk about that later. Going on to Facebook, Willie said, thank you. I'm going to go back in time and dance to the seam thong in my undies like I'm 7 again. And dude.
The seam thong?
That's what I heard too.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So Willie, yeah, go ahead. Dance to the theme song in your undies and enjoy your DVD, sir. Enjoy your DVD. And thank you, everybody, for all the Facebook likes. It's great. We've gotten some new likes on the page in the past couple of weeks. So that's awesome. And we, just like last week, have a bevy. A gaggle of voicemails. Are you ladies ready to listen to them?
Always ready.
Hello, fan of the show here, Willie Nelson. First, I'd just like to say thank you. I just got my Howard the Duck DVD, and I'm about to pop it in and watch it as soon as this phone call is over. I also like to say I didn't really mean to enter in the contest with that Tips Monkey thing, so I think I might have to just let somebody else take this one. Thank you for it, though. And third, I'd like to also say ST is wrong now, again. Sitwell is dead. But saying that, the lovely ladies are wrong as well. Lucy Lawless, I believe, is dead, too. Sitwell is now sitting out of the MCU for good, and the show is now Lucy Lawless-less. Thank you, guys. Hope to hear from you soon. Keep on listening. Later.
Willie, you are so wrong for backing out of the contest. I would have just taken it and said, thank you, sir. Can I have another? But you backed out, so you are wrong, sir. And no, I am not wrong about Sitwell. I need to see the body.
Yeah,
totally wrong. There's nothing left of the body. It's smeared across the freeway.
We didn't see it.
No, it could have rolled under the truck. Rolled under the truck.
Under a truck is such a good place to be.
It's a better place than dead.
It fell in between the truck and the concrete barrier. The truck did not roll over it, and he did not go into the truck. He's still alive. He can come back.
He is with Lucy Lawless.
Even the Russo brothers think he's dead.
Okay, you remember the Frankencastle arc from The Punisher from a few years ago? I guess they're going to do that with Sitwell now, because that's the only way he's going to be alive. But no, Lucy Lawless is alive.
I want her to be alive, but I do think she's dead.
I know.
And it makes me angry.
Lucy Lawless is alive. You don't hire Lucy Lawless to do, like, your Drew Barrymore.
One episode, and yeah.
She's not your Drew Barrymore, come on.
Problem I have is they showed the dead body in the one episode, and then they did not show it in the next episode, probably because she had some sort of likeness thing in her contract, so they couldn't show her in another episode that she wasn't paid for. I don't know.
Probably.
We did see the dead body. Now, could she be revived? Probably.
Yeah, because we haven't seen Coulson dead body before. I mean, and he has an entire TV show now. Comics, dude. It needs to start to get in your head. Nobody's really dead.
Well, have we seen Agent Hand yet? She was shot in the head.
She's not dead.
See, that's what I keep on saying, but everybody else says she's dead, so whatever.
She's dead until they need her. Come on.
I think she's going to be dead for a good long while.
Hand
as
or
long
Lawless?
As the blood wants it.
Both.
All right. Do you want to listen to the next voicemail?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. It's Jesse. A little too clinical again. I guess I don't have much to add to this week's discussion other than obviously they're setting it up to be that the obelisk is something vastly important. But I almost wonder if it's a big red herring and it's going to turn out that Sky is far more important than we previously thought. I have been saying from the beginning of last season that Sky is a Kree. That's what I've been saying. Not a Kree, a Skrull. Sky's a Skrull, that's what I think. I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to end up finding out. That's my input. Thanks, you guys. Love the show. Looking forward to tonight's episode. Bye.
I'm so confused. Somebody help me out.
Okay, do you want to know what a Skrull is, or...?
Well, we covered the Skrulls before, but, okay. I mean, Kree, Skrull, Obelisk, Sky, I mean, there's a lot in there.
I'm still convinced she's an Inhuman.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Have you seen the thing on the head of, what's the king of the Inhuman? I'm
Black Bolt.
Yeah, that kind of almost looked like what they're writing on the walls and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm going Inhuman. Just saying.
Yep, I guess. I do agree with him, though. I think Sky is definitely going to be way more important than the Obelisk or any of the writings or anything. Sky is the real treasure of this season.
I think the Obelisk is just a reveal of who is or is not Inhuman.
Mm.
I have to agree, too, because that whole, you know, it chose me. No, it didn't. It just didn't destroy you. I think it shows, like, who is or has the potential to be an Inhuman.
You know, at some point in time, they're actually going to have to decipher that writing. And there's going to be people poring over that writing for years trying to decipher it and translate it and figure out what it means. So I hope they actually got something right and it just doesn't say going to McDonald's or, you know.
Yeah, it's because there's so many people that goes around with tattoo of Chinese symbol that says I like soup and they just don't know. Yeah. That's not a joke. That's an actual
guy.
No,
it's true. It's true.
Is that from personal experience, Wing? Do you have a tattoo on your body that says I like soup?
No, because I actually know Asian people to get that correct, get it tattooed. But not the point. It's an actual gag in Chinese tattoo artists when people have no idea they tattoo I like soup.
Well, I do like soup. I have soup every day for lunch. It's great.
Do you want it tattooed on your body, dude?
No, I don't want anything tattooed on my body.
Depends on how good the soup is.
Yeah,
that's good point. Good point.
If it's wedding soup, yeah, maybe. All right, we got another voicemail. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Guys, it's me again. Sorry. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm sorry. I'm probably getting to be as bad as operator. The Skrulls. Since I was on the subject, I didn't even think about mentioning the Dark Elves from Thor: The Dark World. Those are the Skrulls. I'm pretty sure that is my theory. Kyle MacLachlan, also a Skrull. That's where we're headed. There you go. I'm done. Thanks. Bye.
No.
Yeah, I'd have to say that you're wrong about that, dude. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Thanks for calling in. And no,
join the club. We've got a lot of people that are wrong here.
And thanks for calling in. No, you did not do as bad as Op. It was only two voicemails. I did not get a third one. I just checked my email. It did not come in. So no, not as bad as Op. Although, hat trick, the week the NHL opened, all hail Op. You're awesome, dude. All right. We have one more voicemail. You guys want to listen?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey guys, this is Richard, Kodiak WC. Just wanted to chime in on what Lauren was saying last week with regard to Anakin and Finn. With Anakin, Anakin was doomed the minute Qui-Gon died. The Jedi just were not a caring lot, and he just fell to the wayside, and that's when his own insecurities took over. If Qui-Gon would have been around, he might have been around. He might have been able to actually follow a better path, and Darth Vader may never have come to be. With regards to Fitz, especially after last night, I didn't see it before last night, and I definitely don't see it now, Fitz becoming Darth Fitz, so to speak. The only thing that might do that is if Simmons was killed. That's it for now. Bye, guys.
Richard, I'm totally there with you, but I will add one more thing. If Simmons is killed by Ward, he will go all dark.
Yeah, definitely agree.
Definitely.
Although he brought up Anakin, and you know what happened this week?
Star Wars Rebels!
Yeah, the first episode. We had the pilot or the movie.
Well, technically the third.
Well, yeah, okay.
It was like, didn't I say like an hour and a half of that show already?
Right, but we saw R2-D2 and C-3PO in the latest one. It was awesome!
And Bail Organa, and this model looked way more like Jimmy Smits than the Clone Wars one did, which is kind of funny because I watched Sons of Anarchy the day after Rebels aired, and Jimmy Smits is on that too, so I was like, ha.
Oh,
but no, it's a pretty good show, and I was thinking while I was watching it, man, this show has like serious Firefly vibes, which is funny because Firefly was kind of influenced by aspects of Star Wars. And then I think it was Eric, Movie Dude, on Twitter, who was saying, this is the best Firefly show in years.
Agreed. It so is.
It is awesome. And I never watched The Clone Wars, okay?
Missing out.
Yeah, I know. I need to get on that. But I'm watching this, and it's like, oh, this is awesome. This is great.
I haven't seen it yet, but I definitely want to.
Oh, you should check it out.
It's like the first episode, they address genocide. It's great. We haven't quite gotten to the point where it's like the friendly fire and blowing up sharks' heads and all the stuff that Clone Wars got to.
We've seen the big Imperial starships. We've seen walkers. We've seen lightsabers. We've seen force projection. We've seen droids.
We've seen some seriously serious facial hair.
Yeah, we do. We have.
Agent Callus's mutton chops, damn.
All right. So we love feedback. You guys know that. Tell you what, give us a call, give us a ring, send us a tweet, send us an email, do something. Send us your top 5 Marvel characters. A bunch of you already have.
Send us a carrier pigeon. I'll keep it.
Send it back if you need to.
No.
You just like to keep the carrier pigeons?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I can arrange that.
My own. Really?
When I was in high school, I raised carrier pigeons for school project.
We talked about this like last summer, did we?
Maybe. I don't remember. My grandpa still has carrier pigeons.
Wow.
We released the white ones. You can release them at weddings and stuff.
Okay. And what happened to them once they release?
They fly home. Yeah. That's how carrier pigeons work. They fly back to their home.
Nice.
It's sweet. It's like a boomerang.
It's like a pigeon boomerang.
Unless they get eaten by a hawk.
Yeah, which probably happens.
I would take much better care of them. They would stay in my house and they could live in the bathroom and my cats are too inept to eat them. So it'll be all good.
All right. But anyway, get your Marvel top 5 characters of the entire Marvel universe. Who are your favorites? We've gotten a lot of Spidey, you know, 2 or 3 Spideys, or 4 in some cases. So go ahead, send us your top 5 characters. It is great to discuss. All right, we had an episode this week, and we have ratings from said episode, don't we, Haley?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to that last week. We got 4.7 million live plus same day viewers. Last week it was 4.73 million. So we're down just a smidge.
So that's good?
Well, I think they're actually above Supernatural. So.
Yeah, but this is an ABC show, not a CW show, so they usually expect a little more. We didn't have live plus 3-day numbers this week, but if it follows the trend it's been following, it's probably, what, is it like been a 50% increase?
Yeah, it's a couple, 2, 2.5, 3.
Yeah.
A couple, 2, 2.5. Yeah, okay, sure. That's a lot.
It is. It's incredible. And the other thing that I want to point out is I've figured out that a lot of people are watching this show in particular and others, but this show in particular via Hulu, which isn't showing the episode until 8 days later. So there are people that are a week and a day behind.
I tried to watch it at work earlier today because I was going to get a translation of a scene. And then I was like, oh, here it is on Hulu. And then I click and it's like, not available yet. I was like, you son of a...
I don't know if Hulu Plus customers can see it the next day, but Hulu customers cannot see it for 8 days. I do know that.
Brilliant strategy there.
Well, they're trying to get people to sign up for the ABC Pass or the Hulu Plus Pass.
No, I think you can watch it on ABC Go the next day. That's usually the way it is.
When we hang up, I'll have to check that out and we'll get back to you next week.
I'm not positive, but...
You know what I am positive about, though?
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy opened in China finally this past weekend.
Woo! Yes, they did. 30 million in opening weekend at China.
Which I got to admit is less than what I thought it was going to be. And I guess I really didn't take into account the amount of piracy that is happening over there about the movie because I thought it would draw a lot bigger than that.
Yeah. Well, it's been out for 2 months. That's a lot of time to, you know, acquire it elsewhere.
So our bets are still valid because we're going to talk about the totality of what the film makes in China. I'm at 170. I believe Lauren's at 171. And Haley, you are at 150. And that's $1 million closest without going over wins.
Yeah. But the opening weekend in China brought the worldwide total for Guardians of the Galaxy up to $687.6 million. And domestic is at $326.6 million.
So Wing... knowing you're cheating a little bit, which you always do anyway, knowing the first week, how much total do you think it's going to make in China?
I have no idea, because the Chinese market is so crazy. Sometimes they go for it, sometimes they don't. I mean, they gave, what, 500 something to Transformer, and they gave 30 million on this on the first weekend.
Well, take a guess, man. Lauren even guessed.
How much is it going to do next weekend in China?
No, total.
No, total in China.
Total? Ooh, I'm not sure it's going to breach over 150.
So you want to go maybe like 100?
Yeah, I can go 100.
All right. We've got Wing down for 100. Closest without going over, and Wing might win default. Because he cheated.
Who knows? Maybe there's nothing getting released in China for the next 8 weeks too, and they're just going to go back and back and back because there's going to be nothing.
Maybe they'll get really good word of mouth.
And because they loved it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, piracy over there. They don't care.
But Guardians dominated the box office in the States for a good month and a half.
That's what Wayne was saying. There was nothing else playing, though.
I was trying to go see other movies, and you're there, and you're like, I'm going to go to a nice restaurant because...
You saw Guardians 3 times opening weekend or 4? I think it was 4, right?
It was 4. Yeah. I paid for it once.
Yeah. And full disclosure, Wing actually knows some people that own a theater, so that's why.
Yeah, I have
he didn't sneak in.
No, I have some private screening at the Scotiabank Theater in Montreal, so that's kind of great.
Yay.
I want tickets for Marvel movies, guys. Come on. Come on.
Okay, so moving on into the rest of the news, we actually have, they're really doling these out onesies and twosies at a time. We've got an episode name for the 6th episode now.
Well, we already said that it was A Fractured Rose, but that was not correct. The name of the episode is A Fractured House.
Did we copy it down wrong?
No, I think it was in other places on the internet wrong.
Because we were joking how do you fracture a rose, right? That was what we were joking.
Well, dip in liquid nitrogen and smash it, actually.
There you go.
But no, it's called A Fractured House, which to me says that there's going to be a little bit of infighting with Coulson and crew.
It could be. I guess next week was the Simmons thing, right? So that's a fox in a hen's house or something?
The wolf in the hen's house.
There you go.
No, a hen in the wolf house.
You don't make mistakes.
I don't. I was repeating after you. That's where the mistake came from.
I see. It's all my fault.
It is.
You know what else is my fault? The fact that we have Agent 13 hosting a Marvel 75 years from pulp to pop on ABC on November 4th. And it's Agent 13, Emily Van Camp. This is going to be awesome for me.
Yeah, you don't like her at all. Go get a mop or something.
I started watching Revenge on Netflix just to see her. It's great.
So I've heard that show's basically like a modern gender swapped Count of Monte Cristo. How true is that?
Well, yeah. She's going after the family that supposedly framed and killed her dad stuff. So I'm only a few episodes in, but I need my Emily Van Camp fix.
Okay, but what is she talking about? Do you care?
Do you care? It's Emily Van Camp. He's like, what? What?
Well, the thing she'll be hosting is about Marvel's 75 years of comics.
Oh, they're at 75 years. Wow.
Yeah, if you count all the time as Timely and what was the other thing they went under? Atlas. Timely and Atlas.
Have you read all these, all the Timely?
Have you?
No, I haven't read very much of the Golden Age. I just started reading that. But I've read 10 years of the Silver Age.
Yeah, but if you didn't start from the beginning, how can you live?
I'm going back.
Easily.
I read the first original Human Torch story not too long ago. It's pretty good.
Ooh, actually proud of you on that one.
So this is going to be awesome to see. I'm wondering if it's like an extra on a DVD somewhere, on some Marvel DVD that's been out. Because the last time that they did the Marvel Cinematic Universe thing, that was actually an extra feature on a DVD. So I don't know if this is actually out yet or not. I'll have to look
for it. Maybe this will get released with the Guardians of the Galaxy Blu-ray or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I would bet this one's not out yet, though, because it's the 75-year thing just happened this year.
True.
Like, they don't have enough things to celebrate. It's the year of the freaking raccoon. Come on.
I think you mean the year of the awesome raccoon.
No, I meant exactly what I was saying, and I'm sure you would agree with me, so I'm good.
No, I will agree with Lauren.
Nobody agrees with you.
Yes. Something that we still don't know anything about is who exactly will play Doctor Strange.
Yes. There's a couple of articles about this lately, and there's six people that are seriously, and by seriously, I mean, seriously being talked about, I mean that their names being thrown around in the press, like Variety and comicbook.com are throwing around names, which are on the Variety page, Jared Leto, Oscar Isaac, Matthew McConaughey, Ewan McGregor, Jake Gyllenhaal, and one more that my...
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, yes, that's the one who we talked about last week and I completely forgot about him.
I think Ewan McGregor would make an awesome Doctor Strange.
Yeah, of the six they've listed, he's probably my pick.
I think they don't want to pay Ewan McGregor more money than they already give him for Star Wars at the moment.
Well, he's not going to be in Star Wars anymore, so...
He's still receiving check. That's my point.
Well, so is Harrison Ford.
But they're going to have to pay whoever they hire.
Oh, that's true.
They might as well pay Ewan McGregor.
True. They could get Johnny Depp, then.
They could get Odin Fair and get a really awesome performance on a budget. Come on, guys. I am making this decision for you.
And they still have an open contract with Jake Gyllenhaal that they never ended after Prince of Persia. So maybe they can just swoop him in that old contract.
Not Jake Gyllenhaal.
You don't like Jake Gyllenhaal?
The guy's not a bad actor, but I really can't see him as Doctor Strange.
Nope.
Nope.
He's the rocket boy to me. Always will be.
I don't want Ethan Hawke either. Ethan Hawke doesn't work for me at all.
I liked him in Gattaca, but yeah, I don't see him.
And yeah, that was 15 years ago.
Gattaca.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie. But yeah, I just can't see him. Like, none of these actors. Well, maybe Oscar Isaac, but I don't know.
Yeah, or on the other end, whoever they throw in there every time, I'm like, what? Seriously? The Human Torch is going to be Captain America? That's never going to work.
I know. I was like, wait, what? But then I remembered how good he was in Sunshine. I was like, yeah, okay.
You know who else is good?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
And he's going to be in Captain America 3.
Yay!
Which might be starting the Civil War story for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No!
If they do that, they're going to have to pay so much money to keep Robert Downey Jr. in for another 5 years or something.
You know what? They're also going to have to pay so much money to Sony to get Spider-Man.
Well, at this point, Sony might be looking to sell it.
Sony's like, can we have checks and rent you the character so we don't have to produce our own movies? That would be
great.
Watch,
they just make up their own character to take the place of Spider-Man.
You think the comic book fanboys and fangirls would actually go for that?
Or unmask and it's the new Spider-Man, what's his name?
Miles Morales.
Yes.
Well, I think Sony still has the rights to him, too.
I think they do.
They do. Yeah. So they could do Miles Morales.
But Sony, at this point, Sony's already talking about doing a soft reboot of their franchise that they've put out two movies in.
Sony doesn't know what to do with their characters anymore, and they're looking at option to make money out of it. So.
Oh, they want money so bad.
Speaking of Spider-Man, we've been trying to figure out who the hell is Silk for the past like 3 weeks. So I looked a little bit more into her, and I hate saying this about... I'm always about, strong female characters, but I am so not impressed. Like, she's like, oh, she was bitten by the same spider as Peter Parker, and she's got his powers only better. And every time they meet up because of pheromones, they try to have sex.
Awesome.
That works for me. That's a good movie. Come on.
Not surprised.
I read an article earlier today.
Can we have Spider-Gwen Stacy? I read an article
that next summer, Spider-Gwen and Silk are both getting their own series.
Together?
No, they're each getting their own series.
I heard it was just Silk.
Oh, the article I read said Spider-Gwen was getting one too.
Yeah, I heard that on Legends, Comic Book Legends, actually, that she's getting
her
own series.
What I heard was people complaining that Silk was getting her own and Spider-Gwen wasn't.
Well, they fixed that.
God, I hope so.
And I think Nicole Perlman is writing one of them. I don't remember which.
Ooh.
Yay.
She's the one that did the first pass on the Guardians of the Galaxy script.
Let me see which one she will be writing.
Let's verify. But yeah, I'm excited. But so the point is that Sony doesn't know what to do with it. And if they can rent it to Marvel, they will.
Oh, never mind. She's doing the Gamora series.
Gamora. Yeah.
That's what it was. I read all these in the same article and I got all the things mixed up.
I guess Marvel/Disney will take it any way they can. But I'm guessing for the longevity of their studios, they would prefer just to buy it. But I don't know.
Just for the love of God, please don't do Civil War.
That's what everybody's saying, because there has been talks about Spider-Man and RDJ and Cap 3. And it's all rumors. There's no official announcement from Marvel. But everybody's reading the tea leaves.
And let's hope, because the Russo brothers are like, yeah, I don't think you could do Civil War. Let's hope that means no, Cap 3 will not be Civil War. Just please.
And they're the ones rumored to direct Avengers 3 and 4.
So maybe it's going to all be Civil War, a three-part epic.
No.
That would be awesome.
I'm looking forward to them doing Avengers 3 and 4 because, you know, I really liked what they did with Winter Soldier. But please don't let Marvel do Civil War. Please don't let
Why
Marvel do
don't Civil you War. Want them to do that much?
They don't have the right background. They don't have the right emotional baggage to do it properly. And honestly, I didn't even really like the comic that much anyway.
Oh, okay. Now besides, I understand. Okay, what are they don't reveal? Listen to her. I want that.
What are they going to reveal? Like, everyone's identity is out there anyways.
Exactly. It's like, oh, well, Black Widow already put all their identities online. So now what?
Daredevil has a secret identity. Woo. Woo.
Well, he's Daredevil. Come on.
Big news.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There's not nearly enough superpowered individuals with all these years of history in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to make this a serious, serious issue. And it's especially not going to be that much of an emotional issue when these guys have known each other for just like a movie.
What's coming up between Avengers and Winter Soldier? What's on their lineup except
You mean between this and Cap 3?
Yeah. Because that's what I'm curious. Because if you say they don't have the setup now, okay, if they have two movies in between with Avengers introducing the Age of Miracle or whatever the mutant that they want to call them, if they have two movies in between, they have time to establish.
Well, we've got Avengers 2 coming out and then Ant-Man, and then the next movie is Captain America 3.
Then they don't.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Unless they do a lot in the TV series and the Netflix series to help build out the universe and build out the number of superpowered individuals. I don't see it working.
Maybe that's why Ant-Man was so rewritten.
Yeah. Well, they are putting out a new Civil War comic book series in the summer of 2015. So I wonder if it's going to be like a division among the superheroes, but it's going to be over something completely different.
Oh, so maybe that's going to be the Civil War they're going to do. Who knows? Okay.
Well, if they do that one, I'll have to see what it's about, because the cover that we've seen, it's an Alex Ross painting of Cap and Iron Man trying to like rip Spider-Man in the Iron Spider costume in half.
Nice.
Question?
Yes.
Yes.
If the Russo brothers direct Avengers 3 and 4, what's Joss Whedon doing?
Yeah, that's the news question. That nobody's seeing in there. Everybody's like, oh, that's so cool. Okay, they just fired Joss Whedon and nobody cared.
I don't think it's...
I wonder if he's going to be doing something else.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going back to TV.
Or maybe he's going to take an individual character and do a movie with it.
I don't know. DC just released a slew of titles. I just want him to go over.
Oh, maybe he's going to do Wonder Woman.
Yes, I want him to go do Wonder Woman.
Well, I was just going to say maybe he was going to do Ms. Marvel or Black Widow. Maybe
there was talk of an X-Men live action series.
Yes, I could see him do that.
Which would not be directly with Marvel, but...
Yeah, that would be weird.
You know, loves X-Men, and if he can make it about Kitty Pryde, you know he will.
Yeah, that's true. That's
He's just going to do a live-action version of the Astonishing X-Men line.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd be cool with that.
Me too, because it's pretty awesome.
But again...
Just cast a good Emma Frost this time, damn it.
Oh, God, yes. God, yes. But I want him to do Wonder Woman. Come on. It's coming out in 3 years. Come on.
Yeah.
So last weekend was New York Comic Con. And
yeah, you don't tell me.
There was a bunch of stuff came out. And one of the things that came out was the first look at the Daredevil series.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk too much about it because it is pretty spoilery for what the first episode is going to be. But they also had some casting news that they released. Ilit Zurer will be playing Vanessa Mariana. Fondi Curtis Hall is going to play Ben Urich. Toby Leonard Moore is playing a character named Wesley. And Bob Gunton will play Leland Owsley.
I really like Vondi Curtis Hall, so I'm looking forward to him in that role.
And I don't know if people would call this a spoiler, but they did reveal that Rosario Dawson is probably going to be playing Night Nurse.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nice, that's cool. I don't know most of these people, so they just need to impress me. That's good.
Yeah, it seems for the most part, well, not all of them, but some of these are unknowns, so that can work well because you can just see them as the character. You don't see them as the roles they've played before.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the suit, though.
Well, it's the first... It's supposed
yeah,
to be...
Yeah, I think it's a proto
suit. The caption I saw was his first attempt at a suit. So yeah. I think we're going to see the suit change at least once over the course
Because
the
black
show.
Undies... Come on.
I'm kind of hoping he puts some yellow on over it so you see his original suit and then it goes to the red one.
I would love that.
Pretty funny. Yeah, I'm down with that plan. Let's do that plan. Let's go. Come on, Netflix.
Do it. You know, another thing that needed to be done, it has been done, and we're just waiting for it to come out. Dancing, singing, baby group.
Woo! Okay,
I thought you were saying flying cars. I'm so let down.
This is better than a flying car.
You are wrong. This is awesome. Okay, so this was revealed by Mashable. It's a collaboration between Marvel and Kid Designs, and we'll, of course, play a version of the Jackson 5's I Want You Back. And on the article that we're linking to on io9, there's a video of it dancing around, and it has the cutest little face.
Yes, what?
And it will retail.
It's reasonably priced.
Yeah, it will retail for $14.99.
You're kidding me.
Which means I'm going to have one right here.
I'm
going to
have like five.
So, one for every room of the house.
Exactly.
So don't
you
have
do
to...
a garden, a Groot garden.
Yes.
So I don't have to spend $300 and throw away the very expensive other dolls for just to get the Groot.
No, you get $300 of this and you make a Groot garden. Come on, let's make this happen. Who wants to start a Kickstarter?
Yeah. Do we have a date for when this is coming out?
It says in time for the holidays.
Yeah. So probably around November.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
It's coming up. It's coming up. And another thing that's coming up, we saw some test footage of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy animated series. It was with Star-Lord and Rocket. It was awesome. If you haven't seen it, click the link on the show notes. Go to YouTube and you will see some awesome. It's not very long, about a minute or so, but it's still awesome. Get to see Rocket firing his guns and stuff. Can't go wrong there.
Because Rocket's the best.
He is.
He is.
Another thing that's the best, or at least Op said so, is this week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I Will Face My Enemy.
Woo!
Now, we got a request out there, so we're going to start the segment out with the request. Lauren, it was requested to figure out what the Spanish was. So can you translate, please?
Andy wanted to know what the Spanish was in the conversation between May and Soto when they were trying to distract him and get a picture of his eyes for that awesome phone app. And what she said was, I think it's better to give than to receive, don't you think? And Soto said, yes, I agree. That's my type of woman. And then later on, May said, one moment. So not much, but that's what she said. That's what she said.
That is what she said.
And then that is what he said.
Okay. That was a great moment where she had to explain that they were very modern.
Oh, that was great. Like, that's your husband? We're modern.
So Op said this was his favorite episode of the season so far. Wing, what do you think?
I'm going to be honest. I think that's on par with what they've been doing. It's the best episode because that's where you are now and you don't need to get accustomed anymore to the new reality. But I think this show has been strong enough since 2-1. I like the fact that I have the impression that I'm missing 10 episodes. I love that. It works really well because nothing that important seems to have happened during that time, just character development. And these characters are way more interesting than last year. They got that little, I don't know, that, again, Up would agree that just we didn't need the season or is stable at this point. I don't think he's writing the show anymore, but they need a season to know where to go, to explore. And this show exploration is done. They know where they're going. So please watch the show. I want more seasons of that.
Yeah, I think it's been really solid, really since the Captain America reveal. And I think before that, they had to tread water because they couldn't reveal anything.
And that's still my fear in this show. I'm afraid that at some point, they're going to have a movie that changed the universe so much that the show's going to get stuck for a little while. But now that we know that it can happen, we're going to be more lenient through it.
What makes me agree with Op in this episode is that Fitz comes out at the end in a better place than he started out.
Yes, this is okay. When we talk about, oh my God, Fitz is going down a dark side. I think that if he had chosen to just stay away from everyone, that could have kept him on a very dark path. But since he started coming out and you realize that, yeah, you know, he still has problems verbalizing what he wants to say, but he's a little bit more willing to work with people. Like you saw him previously working with Mac, and now you see him working with Hunter, and he knows what he's talking about and everything. Even if they didn't know before, which I think they did know, they just were kind of scared to broach the subject with him. because they thought they were, I think, worried about his reaction to himself. And now that he's kind of a little bit more at ease with that, I think they'll have a much easier time interacting with him. But anyway, you see him actually reaching out to people a bit more. And I think that's going to have him set on the right path, whether or not he ever finds a way to recover a little more from his brain injury.
What happened as well is he actually contributed to the team in a time-sensitive manner, right? So he's actually contributed every episode. There was the thing about Ward. There was the thing about, I don't remember what to call it, but it was the backstabby thing that yes. got Creel. And so he's contributed, but this was time sensitive. Like, we're going to blow up. And he was able to work with Lance to fix the problem. So I think it was great. And it's out in the open that he has a thing with Simmons.
Yeah, that got out really fast. I was like, whoa, okay. Now it's there. Deal with it.
But does, I mean, we talked about it before, last week or the week before or something like that. Trip, he's just, hey, I'm the guy watching the plane. I mean, what is he doing?
Nothing. He's not doing anything yet this season.
He's looking good. He's
well, yeah, he does. He does look good.
He is our eye candy.
He's the Diggle of the show, going to Arrow.
Sounds a little bit filthy.
He's on Alfred duty.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
This week, you're Alfred. You get sandwiched to people and say nice thing and smile.
Well, doesn't he? Isn't he like filming something else or getting ready to film something else? Like the actor?
Oh, I don't know.
That would make sense.
I thought he is, which is why they said, which is why he wasn't going to be doing as much in at least part of this season.
Okay, well, that would make sense.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much only seen him on the bus this season, except for the first episode.
He was in the uniform, yeah, in the first episode.
Yeah.
Mac is not allowed to touch Lola still.
Yet.
He needs to earn Coulson's trust a little more. It's Coulson's baby.
What else does he need to do? He restored a 62 rolls.
How long has he known that guy?
I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I'm pretty sure he needs to just actually save Coulson's life at this point. I don't know, perform open heart surgery on him to prove that, yes, he can fix his car.
Well, if you're Coulson, yes. Come on, that's how it works. You're not going to trust the first guy to walk in and want to work your car.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how he works, right? He's explaining how to run a covert operation in the middle of a covert operation.
Okay, let's talk about Coulson real quick. He tells two Hydra agents very, very bad things for them to know. Okay, he just kind of blows their cover all over the place because he wants to get back out in the field. I am convinced, and in my second rewatch, seriously, I was looking for it, and this time I'm like, yeah, no, Bakshi didn't know who Coulson was.
Why?
Until Coulson walked up to him and was like, so, what are you doing here?
I know, like, Coulson blew Coulson's cover.
Would you bring me to the question, what the hell he was doing there?
He was going after the painting, too.
Yes, and he had just, I guess, somehow gotten access to Talbot's DNA and voice.
And mustache.
Yeah.
Well, the voice would be easy because he's been all over the news. Yeah. DNA probably not that hard.
Yeah, because the mustache has to leave hair everywhere.
Yeah. I mean,
when you have
they
a mustache,
just stole that mustache and taped it to the new guy.
And then with May, he's like, yeah, I need you to take over S.H.I.E.L.D. for me. And then fake May is like, Oh,
we got to talk about fake May. I'll call it Mocking May versus May fight.
No, don't call her Mocking May. Mockingbird's in next week's episode. It's May 33.
May 2nd.
Fair enough. Oh, that was so, everybody that is forced to comply, you got to feel bad for them, though. I'm surprised they didn't make Reyna comply.
Did you notice that when May came out the door, she totally kicked May 2nd in the crotch?
Yes!
Yes!
When I saw that, I'm like, wait, what?
I had to back that up.
He's like, wait, what?
I can't believe I'm the only one seeing this right now. Don't worry, Clark. We all saw it. It was awesome.
Who was it? Somebody on Twitter was like, it's like Shun-Li versus Shun-Li.
Yeah. But like we said, in 2 weeks, I had Arrow versus Arrow and May versus May. I'm like, okay, it's a thing right now. You pay only one actor, it's cheaper. I don't know.
I'm loving the tech, though, that they've been bringing in from Winter Soldier. You know, the whole face recognition and stuff. That was awesome that they brought it back into this episode.
And we actually get to see how they get to program it and everything.
Yep. And the retinal scan with the phone tech. That was
I
so cool.
That. I wouldn't do anything with it. I just want it.
Just to be able to do it.
Really? I'm not going to do anything with it.
No. Just to have a pair of floating eyes to freak people out with.
Yeah, and we could go visit.
Halloween's right around the corner. Makes decorations easy.
And we could go visit some secure installation just for fun. You know, tourism.
Why not? Why not?
Where are the nuclear whistle?
I don't know, man. Theft takes work. Freaking people out takes like no effort.
I know.
So, Haley, what was your favorite part of the episode?
When May did the twisty flip thing and slammed May 2nd into the table.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
Lauren?
Go to Wing. I'm still thinking.
Wing, what was your favorite part of the episode?
I think I have to say when she got kicked in the crouch. Because I was really like, whoa, ho, ho. And it's rare that a fight makes me react like that. So, I'm going to go with that.
This episode was totally awesome everywhere. My favorite part is when they're talking back at the base, back at the playground, and May comes back with the duffel bag and she throws it on the desk and says, this is my plan. Passports, IDs, money. No matter what happens, I'll take care of you. That was awesome.
Because I like kangaroos.
And then Coulson is like, ha ha, no.
The double fight was cool, but I mean, that was awesome.
I don't know. I like the dance scene and just all of the parts with May and Coulson just like, oh, yeah, I remember. And
yeah, the classic like, spy dance scene was good. And they made it classic.
It was fun.
If they had time, they would have learned tango.
Yeah. What was also fun is afterwards when he was like, did you have fun? No. A little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah. That was cool. I also, as a close second, the whole Fitz scene, both saving the plane and then blurting out about Simmons at the end. Because both Mac and Lance knew who he was talking about.
Yeah, okay. Hunter is starting to not get on my nerves as much. Him working with Fitz has definitely put him on my good side.
I do have one question, though. Lance knew Mac previously because they were talking about the whole year about him faking quinoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were both Hartley's people.
Mac?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I think he might have known Hartley. Mac might have known Hartley. Because Mac is a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Right. Oh.
And I think that he might have worked with Hartley before, and that might be how he knew Hunter.
And you don't have to pretend to like quinoa. The stuff is good. Come on,
it
man.
Is good.
Go figure.
If you're not cooking it right, then it'll be bad, but it's good. Okay, speaking of that scene real quick.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks that it's going to be revealed next week that Hunter's ex-wife is Bobby Morse?
Yes.
Oh, that would make sense.
Right?
Because they're not going to have Hawkeye in the show. So if she were Hunter's ex-wife instead, that would work really well.
They're not going to have Hawkeye?
Every time he starts talking about his ex-wife, well, I'm pretty sure not.
Yeah, they probably don't want to spend the money to get Jeremy Renner on the TV show.
Ugly.
Yeah, that's a good point. They can't even get him on a movie because he's too busy. So. Yeah, okay, good point.
He found out about the Hawkeye Initiative this week.
What's the Hawkeye Initiative?
The Hawkeye Initiative is a bunch of artists, fan artists, and just random people on Tumblr. Okay, you know how in comics, women and men are drawn in different poses?
Yes.
And
impossible poses?
Yeah, women, it tends to be a little bit more like if you get a slinky and you bend it back over itself and you add boobs.
Yeah.
So what they do is they get these poses and they will redraw the pose, but with Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's amazing. It is amazing. And with the skimpy little costumes with like arrows over his nipples and stuff.
So Legolas.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty amazing. I highly recommend everyone look up the Hawkeye Initiative. It is fun. Cool. So somebody was interviewing him and they asked him about it. And he's like, no, I've never heard of this. And they showed him. He's like, wow.
I can't bend like this.
And then he found out that he's a sex god on Tumblr.
He's a sex god on Tumblr.
Just on Tumblr. Nowhere else. No.
You know what?
I'm sure he's a sex god elsewhere, but on Tumblr, the Renner love is strong.
Come on, baby. I'm a sex god on Tumblr. Come on. I'm not sure that's going
to
work.
That should be a band name.
I don't think he has to say that. Have you seen his butt?
Right?
Right?
Didn't know he was supposed to be looking for it.
SP, I want out.
Does he got the booty? He do.
Wings used to dude casts.
So, Haley, you had any other notes on this?
Okay, so May hates coffee. How on earth does she get up at 5 a.m. in the morning to practice her hate foo?
Tea.
Of course she does.
Her hate is that strong.
It fuels her itself. She doesn't need anything to stoke the hate fires.
Yeah.
Hate Fu was strong enough to break her out of that chair while being electrocuted.
That was awesome.
Hell I mean, yeah. She was just storing up that hate like a battery.
I never thought she was really stuck there.
Is May the 2nd dead now, or is she just going to have like a face scar to make her super evil?
I'm betting she's going to have a face scar.
Yeah, I was like, did I miss her name? Is she somebody important? Now she has a scar. She has a mask.
She was from last week's episode.
If they give her a name, they just need to give her a name.
She doesn't need a name if she's got a face scar.
She needs a code name now. She's like, just call me Scarface.
Yeah. How to give her a name?
Where's your hope base? 5 feet away from kicking your butt.
She didn't say butt.
She didn't.
You wish.
So, Haley, you got anything else?
Why do all these Hydra people have to wear Hydra pins and Hydra right? stuff?
Why do they have Hydra folder? Who prints the Hydra folder?
Scott and I were talking about this.
The same company that makes all the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff.
Yeah, well, no, they have like Hydra decals. It's like, who is printing Hydra decals?
Like, aren't they supposed to be underground right now, pretending like they're all defeated?
So Andy on Twitter says, man, it wouldn't surprise me if you could go to Times Square to buy Hydra memorabilia in a store run by Hydra.
Probably.
You know, there's those companies that make pins and coffee mugs and stuff with your company logo. I bet the same company does the Hydra ones and the S.H.I.E.L.D. ones.
They got it from Cafe Press.
No, it's too expensive.
Yeah, they charge like $15 per mug. Who's going to pay that price?
Yeah, and they break a mug every week. Come on, budget.
It's true.
Budget.
It's true.
They need to get the glass back. They haven't done that yet.
But they really
got to get in the guy to do the etching.
But they really don't understand the concept of covert. It's like, no. We need our logo everywhere. Come on.
Oh, speaking of the logo, I looked at the season 2 poster. I don't think I'd looked at it before. It's really cool. They've got like the people standing there to make the wings on the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo. Like the shadows cast the wings. Yeah. I didn't notice that before.
You didn't see that?
Yeah, up on the stairs.
I hadn't really paid attention to it.
Yeah, we did a whole podcast on that.
No, not the one on the stairs. The other one. The one with the red background.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You know that one?
I hadn't looked at it closely yet. I was just like, oh, there's the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo.
There it is. Cool. In the shadows. Lauren, do you have anything we haven't talked about yet?
Whitehall and Reyna.
Yeah. I was going to say, oh, maybe that's why the next episode is called A Fractured Rose. And first of all, that's not next week's episode. And second of all, that's now no longer the episode name. So never mind.
Okay, great. So good talk. Good talk.
Reyna's got 48 hours.
So does that mean next week's episode, we're going to get like more stuff with Sky's dad? Because I think it does.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And that reminds me, I also need to finally watch Twin Peaks.
Yes. Oh, Twin Peaks is so good. Twin Peaks is my top three of best TV show ever.
See, I've seen Fire Walk With Me.
No.
I was at home recovering from back surgery, and it was on HBO every hour. Well, not every hour, obviously, but several times a day.
Yeah.
So I just sat there watching it for a while.
Because they only went into the iconography of Twin Peaks instead of going into all the character development that the TV show does.
See, I barely remember what happens in it even because it was right after back surgery, so I was hopped up on painkillers.
As long as you don't remember who killed Laura Palmer, you're good.
I already know.
Oh.
That's okay. Fine. It's all about the journey.
Yeah, you're right.
Walk with me, it's a journey.
Yeah, I try to forget on a regular basis, so it's better that way.
Do you have anything else, Lauren?
No.
Wing?
They just stole a plane and they're trashing it the next week. They need to. That's why they can't have knife stuff. I'm just saying. They passed a season destroying it. They took it all away from them. Every time they give them something new, they trash it. See?
They need to put a fish tank on board. Then they would take better care of it.
Have you seen what it looks like on board? Like, that's why
they can't have a fish tank. All the glass breaks every week.
Yes.
And that's how you get ants. I'm just saying.
Do you want ants? Because that's how we get ants.
Did you get anything else, Wing?
Well, the number of donut that the Flash is eating is how you get ants, but no, I got nothing else.
No, it's the number of tacos. 850 tacos a day.
That is a lot.
That's amazing.
Of tacos.
That's the
and
best.
If you want to hear us talk more about the Flash, you can listen to Crimson Comet, now available on the Gunna Geek Network.
You're welcome, by the way. That's how you do it, SP.
There you go. All right, so next week we'll be talking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 5, A Hen in the Wolf House.
Wasn't that the Broken Rose or something?
No, that's the 6.
Oh.
And now it's A Fractured House.
We just covered that like 3 minutes ago, man. Keep up.
Okay. Yeah.
Go to our website, legendsofshield.com. That'll bring you to our page on the GunnaGeek.com website where you can find all the rest of these geeky podcasts. We do have a voicemail line, which has been used and we want it to be used. The number is 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. Just search for Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. You will find us. And also, don't forget about our forums on the Gunna Geek Network. You can go there and take part of great conversations like, ooh, where did I see that actor? Also, like I was saying before, top five Marvel characters, you guys have episode feedback just like you did this week. Go ahead, ring us up, tweet us. We'll talk about it on the cast. Want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, we want to thank everyone that called our voicemail line this week. Willie, Jesse, and Richard, thank you guys so much.
We would like to thank everybody who has messaged us on Twitter. We really appreciate it. Willie, Andy, Alphabet Cookie, who can be found at Defy Down Under, Richard Opp, Mr. Paraclete, Jesse, and Christy, who can be found at Adana Girl.
It's great to hear from her. And also, I want to not thank Wing. Thank him for starting this podcast. Thank him for coming on to discuss this episode this week. It was awesome having you, and you're welcome back anytime, big guy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's weird. The girls have way too much power on this cast. You need to do something.
I think you mean we don't have enough.
We're taking over the network one podcast at a time.
I know.
Don't worry, Wing. I still have editing power.
Yeah, on this cast.
Yeah, that's right, on this cast. Until next week. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Agent Haley.
I'm Agent Lauren.
And I'm Agent Wing, or a consultant Wing. I don't know. Who am I?
We don't know either.
I don't know who you are either. How did you get here?
I don't know.
Who let you in?
This used to be my home. I'm just saying.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com and you will find all of our contact information in other shows. You can also visit LegendsOfShield.com where you'll find our complete archive of podcasts. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends, Stream, or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.